It is 90 degrees and a bit cloudy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. 12 Robertson County residents are facing federal drug charges after a multi-year investigation. According to the U.S. Justice Department, a dozen people are accused of conspiring to distribute cocaine, crack cocaine, and numerous other drugs. One person with a past felony conviction is charged with having a firearm. The investigation began in January 2024. Law enforcement authorities say the arrests are part of a broader Homeland Security initiative. Tennessee State University is looking for ways to bring in more revenue. It owns about 35 acres of property outside the John C. Toon Airport. And WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris says the school is considering selling it.
TSU has made significant financial gains over the last year by decreasing its budget deficit by millions of dollars, and school leadership has plans to keep that streak going. One idea in motion includes selling its property located outside of John C. Airport. Dick Tracy is the Director of Facilities Development at the Tennessee Board of Regents, also known as the College System of Tennessee. He spoke before TSU's Finance Committee on Tuesday about one preferred buyer.
Our request is to be able to negotiate with Metro Nashville Airport Authority to sell them the property basically at fair market value, and they are agreeable to allow us to stay on the property for at least 1 year at no cost.
The property is worth about $15 million, and any money TSU makes from the sale must go towards capital investments, including new buildings or dorms. A subcommittee of the State Building Commission must approve the sale, and Tracy's meeting with the group on Monday to discuss the plan. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
The National Weather Service says there's a medium to high chance for showers and storms through Saturday, and there's a low chance for gusty winds and brief local flooding. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.